This is Ted Kennedy. Drug Director Bill Bennett and the Bush administration are waging a losing war on drugs. Their ideology is interfering with their judgment. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, Drug Director Bill Bennett came up to Capitol Hill the other day to deliver a progress report on the war on drugs. But the news from the front is not good. The administration is caught in the same ideological mindset that prevented progress in the Reagan years. We all agree that law enforcement is an essential weapon in the war, but we can't afford to neglect two other equally important weapons: anti-drug education in schools and communities, and access to treatment for drug abusers who want to break their habit. Law enforcement officers are the first to say that law enforcement can't do the job alone. An effective anti-drug strategy is a three-legged stool: law enforcement, education, and treatment. Don't look now, Al, but the stool you're sitting on has only one leg.
Well, Ted, and surely you're pulling my leg. You liberals are the ones always teetering back and forth on wobbly legs. Your shortcut political approach to winning this war on drugs has distilled the fight into three small clumps. The Bush-Bennett drug strategy has a total of 7 support programs, including the 3 strongest legs of treatment, education, and community action. The war on drugs is being won, Ted, just not as quickly as we all would like. Beefing up all law enforcement is a vital weapon because treatment and education programs are already going into place in most communities. Our law enforcement officers support Bush's efforts on all fronts of the drug war. What they don't understand is why you Democrats don't support funding for them in Congress while you're out there in the streets singing their praises to the high heavens in the media. Can't have it both ways, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on giving poor preschool children a head start. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.